So there's a quick halacha and a little gadol story. So the halacha is in this week's Torah portion. It says, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, you should remember Shabbos. So one halacha we can learn from this is that when it's not Shabbos, that's when you should remember it. And Shabbos itself is Shabbos. But when do you remember Shabbos? When it's not Shabbos. And therefore, there's a mitzvah. For example, when you're buying your Shabbos food at the shuk today, to say, Lechvod Shabbos Kodesh, to verbalize, remember Shabbos. And when you learn Hilchos Shabbos during the week, you're remembering Shabbos. So right now, we just fulfilled a big mitzvah. Good job. Good job. Okay, little gadol story. So I'm reading this sefer by Rabbi Daniel Travis. And he's a Rosh Yeshiva, a modern-day rabbi. And he travels throughout America to raise money for his yeshiva. And sometimes he gets embarrassed, because it's kind of embarrassing to go ask other people for money. But his Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Tzvi, taught him a great principle in life, which we can all also learn, which is that bizyonos are great. What's bizyonos? To be embarrassed. Why is it great? The idea is it cleanses the soul, makes sure that our soul kind of goes through a washing machine of being emotional distress, and therefore we don't have to pay for it in the next world. And that's his principle. Bizyonos are great. So one particular time, Rav Tzvi was traveling, and he was in the airport schlepping all this svarim, and he takes the elevator down one floor, and there's a man who had gone to his shir. And the man looks at him and says, "What are you doing? It's 3 days before Pesach, and you're stocking the whole elevator to take your books?" And Rav Daniel was like totally shocked, like, why would you say that in public? And his face turned momish red, and the entire elevator was just staring at him. And he just said to himself, bizyonos are great, bizyonos are great, embarrassments are great. And he said this 100 times to himself. And basically, he didn't respond with anger. And then, again, the guy who was supposed to pick him up said he couldn't pick him up. He had to schlep 20 blocks in the Manhattan sun, but he didn't respond with anger. He said, bizyonos are great, bizyonos are great. And he didn't respond with anger. And this kept happening to him. Long story short, finally, when he got to Lawrence and he's supposed to spend days fundraising, he walks in and the person he walks into the door says, "Oh, I just made a hachlachta decision that the first person who walks into my study, I'm going to give him all of my miser." And he gave him all the money that Rabbi Travis needed in order to raise the funds. And he mamash felt like involved. The bizyonis, the embarrassment, he felt that had like cleared the way in order for him to receive the Shefa. So whether in a spiritual sense or in a physical sense, we should know the next time that we're a little embarrassed, it's a great thing, it's a big bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we shouldn't be, hopefully we shouldn't be too embarrassed. If anybody wants, we'll do a Simcha seminar shiur with breakfast, and today's topic, we're going to talk about how to be an awesome husband and how to find the right wife in 15 minutes or less.